This is the Jaguar Scoreboard Show. Jaguar Scoreboard Show. Presented by FanDuel. JP Shadrick and Mike Dempsey look back at today's Jaguars game, as well as the rest of the NFL, and take your phone calls. The Jaguar Scoreboard Show is brought to you by Brooks Rehabilitation, Farrah and Farrah, Geico, Baptist Health, Ticket Exchange, and by Everbank. The Jaguar Scoreboard Show, presented by FanDuel, begins right now.
Here we go on the FanDuel Scoreboard Show. Phone lines are open. 355-NFL-1, 355-6351, 51-16. All Jags, well, most of the day. At least the second half of the day was all Jags. First half, not so much, but they turn it around and get it done. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, and your calls coming up. This was a bad scene in this first half after the fumble recovery for a touchdown by Mathis, 13-3, and then the sack fumble, and they're poised to go up 20-3, if not 16-3 at halftime. But then the sack fumble by Branch keeps them in the ballgame.
Yeah, look, this is what you had offensively in the first half, JP. You had a good field goal drive to open up the game. It was a solid drive, right?
Nine plays. Yeah.
Went right down, get some points on the board. All right, we'll take that. And then you had two back-to-back plays, Marquise Lee and Julius Thomas, one for about 20, the other for a little over 30 yards on back-to-back plays. And it's really the only explosive plays, the only time you had anything moving. And you have the fumble, return back, and fortunately not taken all the way back to the house. And you're right. I mean, the game, the season, in the sense of if they lose, you know, they're officially eliminated from everything. It's hanging in the balance right there at that moment. It's hard to believe that if they get down 20-3, they're going to come back and win this football game. So Andre Branch, I think, saved the game and potentially saved the season by making that play. And then, you know, Blake hits Hearns after getting a stop to start the second half, and that play, you know, Indy tries to make a play on the ball, and they miss the tackle, and it goes for 80, and it's a completely different ball game the rest of the way. Beautiful.
It was awesome. And the second half, the Jags were perfect. They scored every time they touched the ball in the second half.
How about this now? And I understand a couple big games can skew the numbers, but that's why it's called an average. The Jags now are averaging 25.1 points per game this year. That is up 9.5 points from last season. So have another, you know, score 28 next week, or you finish averaging 28 the rest of the way, you're basically going to increase your scoring average by 10 full points from one year to the next. That is a big, big jump, no matter how bad your offense was last year.
Yeah, it wasn't very good.
It wasn't good.
Yeah.
It was very good. It's been very good of late.
Very good.
And
today.
What a nice thing for Jaguar fans who stuck around to get a laugher and have the chance to chant, you know, we want 50 and have it pay off. Pretty cool.
But the turn of emotion by the fans in this game too. It's 13-3. You're like, what's going on here? Then another sack fumble. Boo birds come out. Then the touchdown by Branch. Then a missed extra
and
point.
Extra
here
point.
We go again.
Followed
like, come
by
on.
The kickoff going through the uprights and the sarcastic round of cheers that brought on.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, yeah, even though we got back in the game, really, we're going to miss another extra point.
And then they reel off that second half.
And then, right, that was the last thing to be upset about other than our performance on the halftime show at that point.
Blake Bortles today, 16 of 30 passing, 250 yards. Three touchdowns through the air, another on the ground at the end on the sneak. And that was the exclamation point on the day.
Jaguar fans, we know you like to get it off your chest when it doesn't go your way, and understandably so. That's why we do the show, right, here on the FanDuel Scoreboard Show. But today, 355-NFL-1, 355-6351, I expect a lot of smack talk, crowing. You haven't had the opportunity to get one over on the Indy Colts in any fashion, never mind record-setting fashion like you've done today. Your defense contributed. Your offense contributed. Your special teams contributed. This is a big day for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Let's get out to the phones. And Saqib, win or lose, good or bad, he's among the first to check in with us on the South Side. Hi, Saqib. How are you?
Hey, man. What can I say, man? Let me just say this first thing. Is Blake Bortles, I think, to me, I know you might call me an idiot for saying that. I think he's what top five quarterback this year. I'm talking about this year. Okay, I mean, the guy looks amazing. Okay, sometimes he can be up and down, but he looks great, and he's a franchise guy, and I love the kid. But the defense finally stepped up. What in the world is this defense been last couple of games? I mean, they absolutely shut down Indianapolis Colts. Indianapolis Colts had no reason to come to Duval County because we absolutely shut them down, and that's going to teach them a lesson to come here in our stadium. Go Jags and go Patriots, baby.
All right, Sakeem's like, I'll teach them a lesson. They still have to come. Well, they don't have to come next year. They can go to London next
year.
Right. But most years,
you don't come in a Wembley
Stadium
either. They're
still going to show up. And look, here's about the defense. T.Y. Hilton had the 4 catches for 132 yards, JP. 2 of those were kind of almost fluky in the way that they happened, right? Underthrown balls that the defense was in pretty good coverage position on, and because Hasselbeck didn't have the arm strength to get it to him in stride, he was able to come back, and the Jag defenders didn't have their heads turned around. So they were in better position than those numbers would indicate on Hilton throughout the game.
I've got to Saqib's point there. Blake Bortles with his 3,524 passing yards right now, currently, as the games, there are some games going on right now. He's 3rd in the league in passing yardage right now.
Right.
Phillip Rivers at 3,976. Tom Brady will get some tonight. He's at 3,912 entering today. Blake Bortles, 3,524, is 3rd in the league.
I think, though, it's the – look, and I'm not certainly calling Saqib an idiot. He's – you can have this conversation. I think if you watch it all settle out, you're going to look at Brady, you're going to look at Cam, you're going to look at Carson Palmer, you're going to look at Andy Dalton up until this point. Among the top guys, that the way they played this year, Andy Dalton got hurt today, obviously, in Cincinnati loss. But who cares? The fact that you can even mention that and not get laughed out of the room, wherever Blake ultimately settles in when you factor in the turnovers this year and everything else, it's a hell of a second season for him.
3rd in the league in yardage, 2nd in the league right now in touchdown passes.
We'll take that
Tom
in a big
Brady
way.
Has 31.
Let's go across the pond and get one more in before we break. Our buddy Christoph checking in from England. What's up, Christoph? How are you?
We believe in victory. Finally, we get a victory, and against the Colts, 51-16. Just let's say that in a Jim Nance-esque voice, JP. 51-16.
Let's make it a tradition, unlike any
Hello,
other.
That'd be fantastic.
Oh yes. That's it, really. Just wanted to say 51-16.
That's all you need, brother. Thank you, Chris. Man, we appreciate
all right, thank
it.
You.
I love it.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's one of those days, man, if you're a Jag fan through and through and you're there for them all the time, it's nice to get paid off with a laugher every now and again. And, you know, look, with this offense, JP, the way it's rolling, maybe there'll be more of these in the offense. I'm not expecting 51-16, but comfortable double-digit victories. Everything's been so close for them when they've won football games, and most of the time when they've lost football games this year. Good to see have one go their way where they really kept the other team at arm's length for the entire fourth quarter.
It was weird. We're sitting here in the fourth quarter. We watch it in the studio with the TVs in here, and I look at the score. I'm like, that's a 21-point lead in the
right,
fourth quarter.
In the fourth quarter.
What are you?
And it's the other, Jaguars' lead.
How does this work?
Yeah.
Like, what do you do?
Right. You know what? Everything worked. Like you said, what were they, 6-for-6 scoring touchdowns in the second half? Pretty good.
Yeah, not a bad day at all. We'll take a timeout on the Scoreboard Show presented by FanDuel. More of your calls coming up. If you incur emergency flood damage at your home or business, don't sit on the sideline. Call the team the Jags trust. Surf Pro of Arlington and Surf Pro of Jacksonville South at 721-2230. Like it never happened. Phone lines open, 355-NFL1, 355-6351. This is the FanDuel Scoreboard Show on Jaguars Radio.
The Jaguars Scoreboard Show, presented by FanDuel, continues right now.
You know, it's a good afternoon when you hear from down the hall, we're in the hunt, we're in the hunt,
we're in the hunt. CBS keep putting up the graphic, right, the in the hunt graphic, and now the Jags have forced their way into the conversation at 5-8, JP.
That's right. Like it or not.
And there's a lot of celebrating going on in the hallways of Everbank.
51-16, the final. That'll make you smile. 5-8 record for the Jags now. The Colts are 6-7. Their 16-game division winning streak is over. It's all over. Our long national nightmare is over.
16 more in a row for the Jags in the division. They'll snap that mark. So, hey.
It's a good way to look.
There you go.
Yeah, let's make it 2 in a row.
One, right. We're sitting on 1 and counting. Right now,
and we'll
Jaguars.
Make it 2 on the last week of the regular season.
Why not? Why not? That's the plan anyway. 355-NFL1, 355-6351 here on the FanDuel Scoreboard Show. Let's get out to the lines again and welcome Mike in Georgia up next. Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm good, gentlemen. It seems like the offense has really got things together. The offensive line has been playing well. You haven't really heard much about them, which is a good thing. defense has been up and down, really good this week, awful last week. Do you guys think that at this point with today's victory, is Gus secure in keeping his job for next season, or does he have to win one or two more games before that? And I'll take your answer off the air.
All right, thank you, Mike.
Well, I think it was secure either way.
I don't. If they lost out, if they went 4-8, or 4-12, yeah, and ended the season on a 6-game losing streak, I don't think he was, in my opinion. Yeah. Now, neither one of us can speak for Shad Khan on either direction, right? I mean, had they been gone 4-12, or if they were not to win another game, because when you consider the teams that they're playing, Atlanta's going in a slide right now. New Orleans has not been that good. You'd have another division loss, go 2-4. I would suspect that Gus Bradley is back as the head coach next year. I suspected that before this game, but I didn't think it would happen necessarily if they lost the final four games, but I didn't expect them to lose the final four games either. Again, it comes down Shad Khan. My guess, and the enthusiasm I saw Tony Khan tweeting after the game today about what a great, basically a perfect day of football. My guess is he's back next year, JP, but again, that's above our pay grade. Only one guy gets final say on that.
The last thing we heard publicly from Shad Khan was in London when he was asked about it. He said, hey, at the end of the season, we'll see if we're better than we were 3 years ago. And that'll be kind of the deciding factor.
Look, if they win one more game, they double their win total from last year, right? I'm not saying that's satisfactory to a lot of Jagger fans. I'm hearing there are a lot of fans that have mentally moved on prior to this game regardless, because they don't think that the Jags have done enough of a good job in as many close games and taken advantage of enough opportunities that they've been given this year. But today they certainly they spoiled the party for the Indianapolis Colts in a big way. Took advantage of every second half opportunity, at least. That's why you play 60 minutes, JP.
It's a 60-minute football.
We don't call
game.
It off at halftime, right?
No, we
no,
don't.
Sir.
Thank
no,
goodness,
we don't.
Because we would have lost.
That's right. Let's go north of the border. And by that, I mean Jim in Canada checking in next on the FanDuel Scoreboard Show. Hi, Jim.
I must tell you guys, as an Australian fan that generally gets up at like 4 in the morning for a game at 1 p.m., oh my God, I'm so happy. That's all I have to say.
Well, you should be, man. We're glad. What brought you to North America, by the way?
Yeah. Well, actually, I live in Vegas with my girlfriend, but I've got a visa issue, so I'm stranded in Canada.
Oh, gotcha. All right.
Which is a lot shorter flight. It's a lot shorter flight from Vancouver. From Vegas to Vancouver than it is from Vancouver to Sydney by 10 hours plus. But, oh my God, we did it. Like, not only did we just win by a field goal as time expired, we dominated.
Feels good, no doubt.
I end my case.
All right, Jim, your case is a good one.
Yeah, good
it's
luck.
A strong one today.
Good luck with a visa issue.
Hey, whatever. the Jags are spreading their tentacles of fandom all across the globe, JP, right there. Australia to Vancouver to Vegas. It's the Jaguar Triangle, they call that. To Vancouver to Sydney.
That's what happens when you're in the hunt, baby.
That's right.
What happens.
When CBS puts you in the hunt, big things can happen.
Timeout on the FanDuel Scoreboard Show. More of your calls coming up. 355-NFL-1, 355-6351. Kiss Game Day parking hassles goodbye with the JTA Stadium Shuttle. 5 convenient park and ride lots to choose from for Jags games with tickets starting at $7. Visit JTAFLA.com for more information. This is the FanDuel Scoreboard Show on Jaguars Radio.
The Jaguars Scoreboard Show, presented by FanDuel, continues right now.
FanDuel Scoreboard Show continues with your calls, 355-NFL-1, 355-6351. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey. Injury report presented by Baptist Health System, changing healthcare for good. The only real true notable that we've heard of is TJ Yeldon, Jaguars running back. Gus Bradley told Jeff Lagerman in the post-game locker room that it was a knee sprain, and they'll have more information moving forward on TJ Yeldon. So that's the good news. Nothing could have been worse, I guess, initially.
And good that you had Marquise Lee get a tweak and able to come back in the game and play through it, which you know, anytime you hear anything with him, you at least I think, oh boy, here we go, you know.
Yeah, and then another to watch this week, Paul Posluszny. Is he back on the field? There's a possibility. They didn't want to IR him. They're going to see how the incision from the surgery heals and then go from there, maybe with a club.
Well, I have no idea if he gets back on the field this week or not, but I do believe had they lost today that he would have gone on IR tomorrow. Because once you're mathematically out of it, why are you going to play a guy with a broken hand, yeah, you know, at that point in time? So I think that shows you that they feel like maybe, you know, let's see what happens. Let's scoreboard watch tonight with the New England Patriots. I know it's crazy, JP. They're 5-8.
It's crazy.
That's the league.
You're in
this
the hunt,
year,
baby.
That is the league this year, right? That's the National Football League. That's the division. All right, let's get out to the phones at 355-NFL-1. Tom in Arlington, you're next up. How are you?
Hey, doing good, guy. Doing good. Love your show. Unfortunately, I missed a lot of the games because of schedules on Sundays, but I caught today's game. And just a couple of quick comments. One thing about the Jags this year that compares to previous years, you just see a lot more fight in the team, and that was true in games they lost as well. And number two, I'll just make a comment. The defense, that gigantic play before halftime to return that fumble, that just turned the tempo the whole game around. Love your show. Thanks.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it.
Like we said before, that without that, I don't know. Offense wasn't doing a darn thing in the first half. You're down maybe by, you know, 20-3 if he doesn't return that fumble or make that play. So, yeah, that changed the whole game.
Yeah, look, and you don't see it too often that a guy just beats his man as a defensive end, as a Jaguar. We've seen blitzes get home and be successful. This was just a case of he just whipped the right tackle and came around, and you see that drill every day throughout the summer, JP. Just slap it out of the quarterback's hand, and he was able to do that, pick it up, and take off to the end zone. So, yep, Tom, we're with you on that. Let's head out to Mandarin next on the FanDuel Scoreboard Show. Mullet in Mandarin, you're up next. How are you?
Good, fellas. How you doing?
Great. What's up?
All right.
Just a couple points and just overall feel for the game. A couple things in the first half that kind of got my go where we had a 3rd and 4 in the second quarter there where Blake went down for the deep shot, which seemed, you know, like an opportunity where he could have dumped it off and got the first down. The missed extra point, which everybody's hit on. You know, of course, Branch turned it around there for us. But I've been sitting in that stadium so many times, man, and I've left early. I've stayed late, you know, a lot of times disappointed. Today at the half, I'm like, you know what? Not expecting much. It was like a lot like the Tennessee game on Thursday night. I'm like, I'm going to go down to the FanDuelville and just whatever happens, go down there. And then I wasn't allowed to leave. You know, I get down there and we start scoring, we start stopping, and you know, the vibe was different. So my whole feel today is that much less a few years ago, week two of this season, we wouldn't have won that game today. We would have folded at halftime and lost it. I think the boys are starting to turn the corner. And I'm looking forward to the rest of the season and next season.
Atta baby. Wow. There you go, Mullet. Thank you, bud.
Finishing strong.
That was one of the lightning fast questions for Fred Taylor. How impressed were you with Blake Bortles? The terrible first half, really. Just not a good first half at all. Hit two passes of note that I can remember. But anyway, to come out and do what he did in the second half, it does say a lot. Look, I don't think his team's ever quit in the last 3 years. I really don't, JP. They were not good enough the first year. They got blown out in a lot of games. They were simply so outclassed on the field that some of those
you
results
can't hang
happened.
With them. Yeah,
they couldn't.
Sure.
But we talked about this in the pregame in terms of the importance of this game for Gus Bradley. The one thing that I felt throughout is that they played hard for him. They play hard for each other. And you don't see guys, you know, talking to Telvin Smith and other guys this week, just saying, hey, we're grinding. We want every game, no matter what the opportunity is in terms of the in-the-hunt aspect of it, we're grinding for this week, for this game. We want it. We don't want this season to end. Blake Bortles said nobody's looking to, you know, pack their bags and go on vacation. And I truly believe that shows up in their play. They're fighting to the end, and it's nice to see them get rewarded for that today.
You know what makes FanDuelville a lot better with the, you know,
the footlong hot dogs?
Well, because you have the hot dogs and the beer and the bikinis and the pools
those
and all that. But when you score touchdowns when all that happens,
oh,
it makes
yes.
it a whole lot better.
Well, when Mullet shows up in the FanDuelville, then, you know, he's not allowed to leave because that's when the offense really gets
that's
going.
That's right.
Let's get Nick in New York checking in next from the Big Apple. What's up, Nick? How are you?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man.
You tell
yeah,
us.
Yeah, I just had a Thanks. I had a couple points on the offense. I just want to point out the red zone success, and there's can certainly be no complaints about the halftime adjustments that there were a few weeks ago. A couple other things. At this point, I mean, Nick Marshall had an okay game. Do you guys think he's a starter on the nickel sets? And lastly, you know, great game for Andre Branch, but a little too little, too late on the new contract. And 51-16, you guys hadn't mentioned the score in a few minutes. Just wanted to reiterate that.
What was it?
Hold on.
What was the score?
Yeah.
What was the score?
I just wanted to make sure you guys knew it was 51-16.
Oh, 51-16. I like that. Yeah, you can call up and tell us that anytime.
I want to say that it was 51-16 today.
I think that was the final score today. It was 51-16 as the Jaguars were victorious over the Indianapolis Colts in that. Nick Marshall got beat early. He came back and made a nice play. One-on-one coverage down the field with the best receiver on Indianapolis and stayed with T.Y. Hilton and knocked it away inside the 10-yard line. That was a big play for him. But I don't think he's done enough to say he is. He's a guy who's getting an opportunity to show can he take his athletic ability and turn himself into a good defensive back in the National Football League. That's where he's at right now. And good for him for every step forward he takes, but there are going to be some steps back that he takes, I have a feeling, as well.
You're really going to see the offseason for him is going to be big. I mean,
absolutely.
Full offseason of being that in the league, and then maybe the next few weeks, hey, he's going to get some playing time now because he proved, I think, he's worthy of that playing time.
Well, look, the defense allowed 3 field goals today. You know, they sat Demetrius McCray, a healthy scratch, and they let Nick Marshall come up. And I'm not saying it was all because of Nick Marshall, but when the results are what they are, why would you tinker too much with the guys who are getting the opportunity to play? You may tinker with the scheme or the approach when you play Atlanta next week, but I think Nick Marshall will be up and active again next week.
How about Andre Branch at the end of the year?
Look, I don't know what's going to happen with Andre Branch. He's in the last year of his rookie deal, and it may be too little too late in terms of getting another contract here in Jacksonville, but for today, I'm happy that he was there. You know, I'm happy. Look, they don't have much going at the defensive end position in terms of getting consistent pressure. So today he was a big factor. I thought he was the player of the game. He's certainly one of the players of the game, regardless whether he's the long-term answer or a piece of the long-term answer. You know, Dave Caldwell will make that decision in the offseason. But, you know, I think a lot of probably Jaguar fans have mentally moved on from him, but I bet you're glad you have him at least for this Sunday afternoon.
He can dance all he wants after scoring touchdowns like that today, that's for sure. We're back with more of your phone calls, 355-NFL1. 355-6351. This is the FanDuel Scoreboard Show on Jaguars Radio.
The Jaguars Scoreboard Show, presented by FanDuel, continues right now.
FanDuel Scoreboard Show, more of your calls coming up. 355-NFL1, 355-6351. I got to correct myself from the network show earlier, talking about Blake Bortles' rankings statistically in the league. I had AFC stats up, not all NFL.
Oh, dear.
But Blake is sixth in the league in passing, not third. Sixth.
Still pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. Carson Palmer leads the way, over 4,000. Phillip Rivers, Tom Brady, who will throw
add
some
to that.
Yards tonight.
Yeah.
Drew Brees, Matt Ryan, Blake Bortles. He's ahead of Stafford, Eli Manning, Kirk Cousins, Russell Wilson, all those guys, Andy Dalton. And then touchdowns, he is officially third because Palmer and Brady both have 31 touchdowns.
Right, and Palmer's 30. Done, and Brady will likely add to that tonight.
Wanted to correct myself. Fat Tony, the producer, was right earlier.
Bottom line, man, is statistically he's among the top 8-ish quarterbacks in the league. You know, when you combine everything, because you got to knock it down a little bit for the turnovers and the pick six aspect of the turnovers, because right now, 30 touchdowns, 13 interceptions is not a high number if you've thrown 30 touchdowns. You can live with 13 interceptions if you're offsetting it by better than 2-1 on the other side, and that's what he's doing right now.
I like it.
I like it,
everybody
too.
Likes it.
We all like it, JP. Let's go out to the phone line, shall we, at 355-NFL1.
Sure.
Jake is in Ponte Vedra, and we like Jake. What's up, Jake? How are you?
How's it going, guys?
Hey, man.
Going
how
well.
How about the defense today?
Good
how
day.
About?
I cannot believe we played this well. We put up 50 points, and we only held them to 16 and ended up with that kind of margin of victory. Everybody showed up today. Telvin certainly showed up for Puzz Lesney today. You know, Branch with that fumble return for a touchdown, absolutely huge. And then special teams came up today. How about Rashad Greene today? Can you believe that? We finally have a punt returner for probably the first time since Mike Thomas, maybe? Last time we had a really
Right. And Mike Thomas is a little hit or miss. I mean, really, the best one in team history is probably still Reggie Barlow, you know. But I think we've seen enough of a glimpse from Rashad as a rookie. Now, he's won, you know, basically won a game with a punt return or put him in position to win a game. And you had that one today that goes to the house. So, look, I thought that was one of the most well-blocked punt returns I've ever seen. He
came from the far numbers all the way to the near sideline.
He came from the far numbers and had an alley, and then once he got a little daylight, forget it. You're not going to catch him. But it wasn't like he had to make too many guys miss. That's not a knock on him. That's a credit to what the special teams blocking did on that particular play. Mm-hmm. So there you have it. Jake, we appreciate
it,
buddy.
Pretty good.
Thank you, man.
Thanks for the call.
All right, there he goes back out to the lines. Doug, next up on the FanDuel Scoreboard Show, is on his way home heading to Orlando after the game. Hi, Doug. How are you?
Yeah, Doug, hey, say it out loud. The Jaguars beat the Colts 51-16. Take the names out of it. How long has it been since we beat the Colts by, 51-16? We did it.
We haven't beaten them by one in like since 2012.
Right, it's been over 3 years since they had any win.
Take Blake's name out of it. Take Rashad's name out of it. Take Gus's name out of it. 51-16.
That sounds
pretty good. The Jacksonville Jaguars beat the Indianapolis Colts today, 51-16.
For some reason, I don't even think "beat" is a strong enough word when you pair it with 51-16. Bludgeoned.
We took them out back.
The woodshed was wide open in that second half today. There's no question.
But the point of the matter is, you know, this was a rebuild from 2 years ago to 3 years. This was a rebuild. We, you know, in our wildest dreams, to beat the Colts 51-16, you know, it happened.
It did, and we're happy, man. We're with you. I mean, look, Doug, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. You had signs that the offense was really coming around, obviously. But, JP, what do we say in the pregame? You can't expect 39 every week. Well, okay. You know, they've scored 90 in the last 2 weeks now, and perfect again in the red zone, which is remarkable.
Yes.
You know, 4-for-4 there. Jack fans should bask in this one, man. I mean, you know, this is like you finally didn't have a nail biter. You got to really enjoy yourself, and the chanting, "We want 50, I think that's just phenomenal, you know, to have that opportunity to really beat a team down, any team, but to have it be this team and the way they've dominated the division. Nice day.
If these guys always say they want to own the AFC South, and that's great to say, but at some point, you got to go beat the team that's winning the AFC South. Today they did it. Is it enough? Not sure yet. We'll find out tonight in the next couple of weeks if it's really enough to get over the hump. But at some point, to kill the snake, you got to chop the head off the snake. And could this be the head off the snake moment? We don't know today for sure, but it's a good step in that direction.
Well, like we said about last week, it's not good enough just to go out there and have one spectacular day in the red zone and figure that your problems are solved. So build on this. There's no reason. You're capable of – you scored the defensive touchdown. You scored the special teams touchdown. But you're capable of putting up 35 points in this Colts team. Yeah. You've proven it. Now, if the defense gets some reinforcements, I mean, we're getting way ahead of ourselves. Let's worry about Atlanta next week. But if the Colts don't make it to the postseason this year, this is one that I think – lingers with them throughout the postseason. A message may have been sent today, but you got to back it up.
We'll come back. One more segment of the FanDuel Scoreboard Show. If you don't get in, we'll take a couple more calls. If you don't get in, the fifth quarter with T-Wig and Hacker is coming up. Jags win 51-16. Say it out loud. It's the FanDuel Scoreboard Show. Go ahead, Mike.
51-16
on Jaguars Radio.
The Jaguars Scoreboard Show, presented by FanDuel, continues right now.
I don't know what to say other than I'm just grateful. Grateful so much for what you guys are all about. And it's, you know, when we talk about when we get punched in the face and you go, hey, we believe in each other, man. We believe. We believe. And you stay strong and you stay strong. And then you get a win. You say, I'm telling you, I'm grateful. All of us are grateful for each other in here. What we just accomplished this whole week, man, that's what it's all about, man. Credit to you guys. Make sure to respect the team that we just played, man. Respect your teammates. And guess what? Victory Monday. Man, be grateful for one another. Here we go. Keep it tight on three. One, two, three.
Keep it tight.
Jaguars head coach Gus Bradley in the locker room, courtesy of Jaguars.com. Look for all the post-game coverage on the team official website. As always, that is a happy group in the Jags locker room after the Jags win today, 51-16.
Does that mean you and I have the day off tomorrow?
I don't know.
Victory Monday, right? I think that's what it means for them. Are you kidding me? I would not miss the chance to host Jaguars today, tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to be a blast.
I think so.
I would hope so. You know, you've I don't know, long-suffering may be an accurate word, but certainly this year has been a suffering fan base in many aspects. Not this week.
Let's get a couple more.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Dean on the south side, you're next up here on the FanDuel Scoreboard Show. Hi, Dean.
Yeah, I'd like to just tap into what you guys were just talking about. You know, it's a great victory tonight. Obviously, season ticket holder, so I got skin in the game. Do you think this is an aberration, or do you think this is a changing of the guard in the AFC South? Because, you know, the great thing about the NFL is the equity in the scheduling, though. You know, other than the two interdivisional games, you play the same teams. Now, you know, the Jags, I mean, we talked about, you know, going, you know, being in playoffs this year in a transition year if they would have beat the last 2 weeks with Tennessee and San Diego. But, you know, you obviously, you know, I mean, Indy's been the king of the hill for the last few years. Obviously, you know, winning 16 straight games in the division. I mean, do you think the Jags have what it takes? I mean, I know you're getting a little bit ahead of yourself in the last segment, but I mean, is there something to look forward to as far as, you know, it was a great victory today, but like I say, is this an aberration, or is this a changing of the guard in the AFC South?
Oh, I think there's plenty to look forward to, JP. I don't think they've earned the right to say it's a changing of the guard, right? I mean, I think had they swept them this year, possibly you could say that,
sure.
But. Look, Houston still to be contended with. Let's see who wins the division this year. It is a great statement of what they're capable of doing at this point in time. And, you know, offensively, this team is going to be so exciting next year. If you can keep everybody healthy throughout the offseason and hit the ground running with a full complement of guys, it is scary how good this offense might be able to be. There's still question marks. Let's not forget, we're only a week removed. We're giving up 42 points to the Titans. What did the Titans score today, JP? It wasn't much, right?
Not much.
They got 8. I know they had Mariota actually caught a touchdown on a trick play.
You can do it on two hands.
Today, 8. That's what they had. It was 30-8. So, you know, again, the defense is quite capable, as we saw last week, and against San Diego, of laying an egg. Great performance by them today.
You can get there on one hand.
Right. San Diego, three times they played outside the Jags game, they scored 9 points total. In 3 games, and Phillip Rivers threw 4 touchdowns against the Jags. So they have not gotten to that point yet where they have turned the corner, you know, taken the top spot, any of these things. They great performance today, especially give credit to the defense coming back off of what they did last week, continued success of the offense, special teams, everybody, true team victory today. But no need to get ahead of ourselves. Just go beat the Falcons. Just stack a couple of wins this year together, and we'll worry about the future of the AFC South in the future.
Yes.
Good?
It's going to come whether you want it to or not.
Yes. All right, let's get Matt in Arlington in before we close out. Hi, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Great.
All right.
I first off want to say the coach forgot to come out of the halftime locker room. So, the Jaguars looked great today. This is a great win, a great way to respond after a Tennessee loss, and I think that we are on the verge of something, especially with our offense. I think this offense is really starting to come together and get in sync. And I'm going to call it right now. I'm predicting it. 7-9 is going to win the division. The Jaguars will host a playoff game in January. I'm calling it. I'm predicting it. That's it.
I don't think 7-9 does win the division, but we'll find out.
But he guaranteed it. So
he called it. Is that the same as a guarantee?
Yeah, it is.
All right.
Is it?
Fine. I don't care.
It is now.
I mean, fine. I'll go with it. I'm not trying to argue the guy out of it. If they win the division, I'd be doing cartwheels if I were capable of it. Let's close out. One guy's been hanging on, so let's go to Glenn in Dallas for the last word today. Hi, Glenn. How are you?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good.
There were two things that I think went under the radar a little bit today that I just wanted to mention. The first one being that really great challenge by Gus holding the ball, trying to get the hard count on the fourth down, and then throwing the challenge flag for a good challenge. And then Jordan Tripp coming in when Paul was down. Last time Paz was out, our defense did not look very good at all, and he really held it together for the Jags today. I'm really proud of the team, and I'm happy for the win. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. You know, we said that probably the biggest challenge for him would be calling the defense, right? And, he wasn't all over the field making plays, but you didn't notice too many guys out of position there as well. And there you have it. Good note to close on. Right?
Yeah.
Jordan Tripp, nice job.
Good for him. And that was a big question mark this week. The guy is trying to cram, really, because he's been playing a couple, all three positions this year. He's been all over the field. Now all of a sudden you got to wear the speaker in your helmet. So a little different feel for him today, but the defense stepped up. They allowed 9 points today. Jags get it done, 51-16.
What was that score?
It was 51-16.
Oh.
The Jags are 5-8, and they are in the hunt, according to CBS. On the graphic again, baby. Just stay on there. The Falcons coming here next week. It's a 1 o'clock kickoff. It's an alumni weekend, homecoming weekend. So, as you heard Fred Taylor say earlier, about 50 former Jaguars will be here for the game. So, get here early. Join us. A 10 o'clock Publix tailgate show with a 12 o'clock countdown to kickoff. Well done, Mike. We'll talk to you this week.
You got it, buddy.
For Mike Dempsey, Tony Smith, Linda Fortunato, everyone involved, this is J.P. Shadrick. The fifth quarter with T-Wig and Hacker is coming up next. The final score again was 51-16, the Jags over the Indianapolis Colts. This is the FanDuel Scoreboard Show on Jaguars Radio.